Father, bless.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. O heavenly King, the Comforter, Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come and dwell in us, cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us worship God our King. Come, let us worship and bow down before Christ our King and our God. Come, let us worship and bow down before Christ himself our King and our God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He settles me in a place of green grass. Beside restful water he leads me. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For even if I walk in the midst of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Behold, your mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord for the length of my days. The Lord is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all who live in it. For he has founded it above the seas and prepared it above the waters. Who will ascend into the mountain of the Lord, and who will stand in his holy place? One whose hands are harmless and whose heart is pure, who has not received his soul in vain and has not sworn deceitfully to his neighbor. He will receive blessing from the Lord and mercy from God his Savior. This is the kind who seek the Lord, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your gates, you rulers, and be lifted up, you eternal doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I kept my faith even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my amazement, every person is a liar. What shall I give to the Lord for all that he has given me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Lord, I am your servant and the child of your handmaiden. You have burst my bonds apart. I will offer to you the sacrifice of praise, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Lord, born of a virgin, overlook my faults. Purify my heart and make it a temple for your spotless body and mind. Cast me not from your presence, for you have infinitely great mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. How can I, who am unworthy, dare to come to the communion of your holy things? For even if I should dare to approach you with those who are worthy, my garment betrays me. For it is not a festal robe, and I shall bring about the condemnation of my sinful soul. Lord, lover of mankind, cleanse the pollution from my soul and save me, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Great is the multitude of my sins, birth giver of God. To you, pure one, I flee and implore salvation. Visit my sick and feeble soul and intercede with your Son and our God, that he may grant me remission of my sins, for you alone art blessed. Lord and Master Jesus Christ, our God, wellspring of life and immortality, maker of every visible and invisible thing, co-eternal and co-everlasting Son of the everlasting Father, in the abundance of your goodness, you were incarnate in these latter times, were crucified and buried for us ungrateful and graceless people. Through your own blood, you have renewed our nature corrupted by sin. Immortal King, though I am a sinner, accept my repentance. Incline your ear to me and hearken to my words. I have sinned before heaven and before your countenance, and I am not worthy to gaze upon the immensity of your glory. For I have provoked your goodness, I have transgressed your commandments, and I have not obeyed your ordinances. But, Lord, since you do not remember evil, but are long-suffering and have great mercy, you have not given me over to destruction for my lawlessness, but have continually awaited my conversion. For you, lover of mankind, have said through your prophet, I desire not the death of sinners, but that they may turn from their evil ways and live. Because you do not wish, Master, that the work of your hands should perish, neither do you take pleasure in the destruction of humanity. Rather, you desire that all people should be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Therefore, even I, though I am unworthy of heaven, earth, and this transitory life, having given myself completely to sin, becoming a slave to pleasure and defiling your image, yet being your creation, I despair not of my salvation and my righteousness, but emboldened by your infinite compassion, I draw near. Therefore, loving Christ, receive me also as you received the harlot, the thief, the publican, and the prodigal. Take away the heavy burden of my sins. You who take away the sins of the world, who heal all human infirmity, who call to yourself those who are weary and heavy laden, granting them rest. You came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Cleanse me from every stain of flesh and spirit, and teach me to achieve perfect holiness in fear of you, that receiving my share of your sacred things, I may be united to your holy body and blood, and may have you dwell and abide in me with the Father and your Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, my God, may the partaking of your most pure and life-giving mysteries bring me not to condemnation, nor may I partake unworthily of them. Grant that I, even to my final breath, may receive my share of your sacred things without condemnation, and thereby receive communion with the Holy Spirit as a provision for the journey to eternal life and an acceptable defense before your dread judgment seat. Lord, grant that I, together with all your elect, may also be a partaker of immaculate good things, which you have prepared for those who love you, with whom you abide and are glorified unto ages. Amen. Lord my God, I know that I am not sufficiently worthy that you should come under the roof of the house of my soul, for it is entirely desolate and fallen in ruin, and you cannot find in me a worthy place for your head. But as you humbled yourself from on high for our sake, humble yourself now to the measure of my lowliness. As you took it upon yourself in the cave to lie in the manger for dumb animals, so take it upon yourself now to enter into the manger of my ignorant soul and into my defiled body. Since you did not disdain to enter and eat with the sinners in the house of Simon the leper, so take it upon yourself to likewise enter also into the house of my humble, leprous, and sinful soul. As you did not cast out the harlot, a sinner much like me, who came and touched you, so have compassion on me, a sinner coming to touch you. Since you did not abhor the kiss of her sin-stained and unclean mouth, abhor not the mouth which is stained even worse and more unclean than hers, as well as my sordid, unclean, and shameless lips, nor my even more unclean tongue. Let the fiery coal of your most pure body and of your precious blood bring me the sanctification, enlightenment, and strengthening of my humble soul and body, a relief from burden of my many transgressions. Protect against every operation of the devil, an averting and hindering of my base and evil habits, a mortification of my passions, an accomplishment of your commandments, and increase in your divine grace and an entrance into your kingdom. For I do not come to you, Christ my God, in presumption, but having been given full confidence by your ineffable goodness, I approach, lest I stray far from your communion and become the prey of the wolf of souls. Therefore I pray, Master, who alone art holy, sanctify both my soul and body, my mind and heart, and my emotions and affections. Renew me entirely, implant your fear in my members, and make your sanctification indelible within me. Be my helper and foundation, govern my life in peace, and make me worthy to stand at your right hand with your saints. Through the prayers of your most holy mother, the pure and immaterial powers that always serve you, and of all the saints who have been well-pleasing to you from the ages. Amen. Only pure and spotless Lord Jesus Christ, wisdom of God, peace and power, moved by your ineffable mercy and love for all mankind, you took up our whole nature from the chaste and virginal blood of the one who wondrously conceived you through the coming of the Holy Spirit and by the favor of your eternal Father. In that nature you took it upon yourself to undergo your life-giving and saving passion, the cross, the nails, the spear, and death itself. Mortify in me the soul-destroying passions of the body, as you despoiled the dominion of Hades in the tomb. Bury in me the spirit of evil. You raised fallen Adam through your life-bearing resurrection. So raise me, for I am immersed in sin, and counsel me in the ways of repentance. You made divine the flesh you assumed, and honored it on your throne at the right hand of the Father in your glorious ascension. By the communion of your holy mysteries, make me worthy of a place at your right hand with the saved. You made your sacred disciples precious vessels by the coming of the Comforter, the Spirit. Confirm me also to be a receptacle of his coming. You promised to come again to judge the world in righteousness. Grant that I shall go to meet you in the clouds with all your saints. For you have made and formed me that I may unceasingly praise and chant hymns to you with your eternal Father and your all-holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ my God, as though standing before your dread judgment seat, which does not regard personalities awaiting judgment and rendering an account of the evils I have committed, so today before the day of my condemnation appears, I stand before your holy altar in your sight and in the sight of your awesome and holy angels. Bowed low by my own conscience, I offer my wicked and lawless actions, triumphing over them by declaring them. Lord, I know my iniquities have increased beyond the number of hairs on my head. The multitude of your loving kindness is immeasurable, and the mercy of your goodness and forbearance beyond description, and there is no sin which overcomes your love for all mankind. Therefore, all marvelous King and forbearing Lord, cause your wondrous mercy to alight even on me, a sinner. Receive me, a sinner, as I return to you, as you receive the prodigal, the thief, and the harlot. As you received those who came at the 11th hour unworthily, so receive me also, a sinner. I know that you will set these sins I have committed before me and require an accounting of the sins which I have unknowingly and unpardonably committed. But neither convict me with fitting judgment, nor chastise me in your anger. Lord, have mercy on me, for though I am weak, I am also the work of your hands. You have granted me to revere you, Lord, but I have done evil in your sight. Against you only have I sinned, but I beg you, Lord, judge not your servant, for if you will severely mark iniquity, who will survive it? For I am in a sea of sin, and am neither worthy nor sufficient to behold and gaze upon the height of heaven for the multitude of my innumerable sins. Who will raise me up? Who have fallen into such evils and transgressions? Lord God, in you have I hoped. Have mercy on me, God, according to your great mercy, and do not reward me as my deeds deserve. Rather, convert, uphold, and deliver my soul from the evils implanted in it and from fearsome designs. I will praise and glorify you all the late days of my life, for you are the God of those who repent, and we glorify you with your Father without beginning, and your all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord and Master Jesus Christ our God, you alone have the power to absolve sin. Because you are good and love mankind, forgive all my iniquities committed in knowledge or in ignorance. Make me worthy to partake without condemnation of your divine, glorious, pure, and life-creating mysteries, that I may incur neither punishment nor an increase in my sins, but receive cleansing, sanctification, a pledge of the life and the kingdom to come, a rampart, an aid, a turning aside of my adversaries, and the blotting out of my many transgressions. For you are a God of mercy, loving kindness, and love for all mankind, and we glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, I know that I partake unworthily of your pure body and your precious blood, my Christ and my God. Yet emboldened by your loving kindness, I come to you, for you have said, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Therefore be merciful, Lord, and do not rebuke me, a sinner, but deal with me according to your mercy. And let these holy things afford me healing, cleansing, enlightenment, protection, sanctification of soul and body, the averting of every fantasy, evil practice, and operation of the devil, which by design works within my members. Let them give me confidence and love for you, amendment of life and perseverance, an increase in perfection and virtue, the fulfillment of your commandments, communion of the Holy Spirit, and a provision for the journey to eternal life and an acceptable answer at your dread judgment seat, but neither for judgment nor condemnation. Amen. From lips besmirched and heart impure, from unclean tongue and sin-stained soul, receive my pleas, my Christ. Neither overlook my words, my way of speech, nor my annoyingly persistent cry. Grant me the boldness to express all things for which I long, my Christ, and teach me all that it is fitting for me to do and say. More than the harlot have I sinned. When she learned where you resided, she brought myrrh, boldly came there and anointed your feet. As you, divine word, did not cast her out when she came in eagerness of heart, abhor me not. Rather forgive me your feet, I pray, for my embrace and my kiss. With a torrent of my tears, as with an ointment of great price, let me dare to anoint them. Purify me, O Word, in my own tears, and cleanse me with them. Remit my errors, grant pardon, for you know the multitude of my sins. You also know the wounds I bear. You see the bruises of my soul, yet you know my faith. You see my eager heart and hear my sighs. From you, my God, Creator and Redeemer, not one tear is hidden, nor even part of one. Your eyes know my imperfection, for in your register are found those things which are yet unfashioned. Behold my lowliness, behold how great is my weariness. Then, God of the entire world, grant me release from all my sins, that with a clean heart and conscience filled with holy fear and a contrite soul, I may partake of your most pure and spotless mysteries. Each who eats and drinks with a pure heart has life and divinity. For you have said, my Master, that those who eat of my flesh and drink of my blood do indeed abide in me, and I am likewise found in them. My Master and my God, this saying of Christ is completely true, for one who shares in these divine and deifying graces is not alone, but is with you, Christ, the triple radiant light who enlightens the whole world. You see that for this I have drawn near to you with tears and contrite soul. Thus confiding in your good deeds for us, I partake, both rejoicing and trembling, for I am but grass and fire, and behold a strange wonder. I am refreshed with dew beyond all words, just as in ancient times the bush burning with fire was not consumed. Therefore, thankful in mind and heart, thankful indeed in every limb, with all my body and all my soul I worship you, magnify and glorify you, my God, for you are blessed, both now and to all the ages. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, my God, absolve, remit, forgive, and pardon me of all the errors, transgressions, and trespasses which I have committed before you, whether in knowledge or in ignorance, in words, deeds, thoughts, or intentions. Through the intercession of your all-pure Mother, your heavenly hosts, and all the saints, count me worthy to partake without condemnation of your pure, immortal, life-giving, and dread mysteries for the healing of both soul and body and for the elimination and complete removal of my evil thoughts. For yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory, the honor, and the worship of the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. I stand before the doors of your temple, and I refrain not from evil thoughts. But you, Christ my God, justified the tax collector. You showed mercy on the women of Canaan and opened the gates of paradise to the thief. Open to me the depths of your love for all mankind, and receive me as I draw near and touch you, even as you did the harlot and the woman with the issue of blood. The latter merely touched the hem of your garment and immediately received healing, and the former, clinging to your pure feet, obtained the release from her sins. But I, in my pitiful state, dare to receive your holy body. May I not be consumed, but receive me even as you received those, and enlighten the perception for my soul, consuming the indictment of my sins. Through the prayers of the one who gave you birth without seed and of the heavenly powers, for you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. I believe, Lord, and I confess that you are truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am first. I believe also that this is truly your most pure body, and that this is truly your precious blood. Therefore, I pray to you, have mercy on me and forgive my transgressions, both voluntary and involuntary, of word and of deed, committed in knowledge and in ignorance, and make me worthy to partake without condemnation of your most pure mysteries for the remission of sins and for life eternal. Amen. Of your mystical supper, Son of God, receive me today as a communicant. I will not speak of your mystery to your enemies. Neither like Judas will I give you a kiss, but like the thief will I confess to you. Remember me, Lord, in your kingdom. May the communion of your holy mysteries, Lord, be neither to my judgment nor condemnation, but to the healing of soul and body. Amen.